time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. The top five teams in the AP poll were winners on Saturday. We start with Craig Heist, who was the top-ranked UConn's easy win.
Alex Caravan led four players in double figures with 25 points. As number one, UConn won its 12th straight game, easily beating Georgetown 89-64.
We just wanted to play UConn basketball out there. You know, we just wanted to go out there and be the aggressors. Every time you go on the road, you want to be the aggressive team. We felt like we did a great job of that, but same time, it starts with our defense. I think our defense led the way.
The Huskies shot 61% for the game and led 52-28 at halftime.
Zach Edey did a bit of everything as number two Purdue hammered Indiana 79-59. Edey finished with 26 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and his first career three-pointer.
It was big. We owed him after last year. I think me and all the seniors, we all really felt like this is our last time to really give it to him, to prove it to him, to come up with that fire, and I think that's what we did.
Third-ranked North Carolina rebounded from Tuesday's loss to Clemson by defeating Miami 75-72 on the road. R.J. Davis pumped in 25 points for the Tar Heels, who took the lead for good with an 18-7 run to begin the second half.
You know, it wasn't a great win, it was kind of an ugly win, but the way we persevered and the way we battled throughout the last couple of minutes of the game was good for us.
Ian Eklund watched Kansas earn its 18th straight home win.
The Kansas Jayhawks snapped the Baylor Bears' three-game win streak with a 64-61 win. With leading scorer Kevin McCuller out injured, four Jayhawks scored at double figures, and Hunter Dickinson led the way with 15 points.
With the atmosphere, with our coach, with the system that we run, It should be really hard for somebody to come in here and beat us, no matter who's playing out there.
Juwan Roberts scored a game-high 20 points in fifth-ranked Houston's 10th consecutive win over Cincinnati, 67-62. Jamal Shedd shot just 6 of 25, but finished with 16 points.
Coach just told me to keep shooting. I was shooting the right stuff. Wasn't going in.
Texas A&M pulled off the day's biggest upset by topping number 6 Tennessee 85-69. Number 7 Marquette rallied to beat St. John's 86-75 as Tyler Kolick scored 22 of his 27 points in the second half.
Even going into halftime, we come out and we're doing, layup lines, and then I'm shooting threes. Even it feels better. It didn't even feel good when I shot it and it went in. But then, now I made one, now I feel good.
Number 8 Arizona cruised to a 99-79 pounding of Colorado. 9th-ranked Duke was an 80-65 winner against Boston College, and Michigan State surprised number 10 Illinois 88-80. A thrilling finish in San Francisco. That and more coming up. On to the NBA, where the Warriors got a last-second bucket to beat the Suns. Here's Tom Merriam.
The Warriors won a thriller from the Suns, 113-112. Steph Curry's 33-foot three-pointer with 7/10 of a second remaining gave Golden State the victory.
BP put enough on it, so it kind of took two hops that I could figure out where the ball was coming, where the defense was, and how to turn into it. And at that point, it's just muscle memory.
Curry finished with 30 points.
Mike Mancuso saw the Pacers win at Madison Square Garden.
The Indiana Pacers benefited from solid three-point shooting and scoring from their bench and beat the Knicks 125-111. Pacers now 30-24. They hit 14 of 29 three-pointers for Coach Rick Carlisle.
You don't go into games talking about, we got to make this number of threes or whatever. You just create the best opportunities. You'll get some good looks and you'll get your share to go down.
Elsewhere, the Clippers beat the Pistons 112-106. The Nets whipped the Spurs 123-103. The 76ers won for just the second time in 10 games, 119-113 versus Washington. The Cavaliers hammered the Raptors 119-95. The Hornets knocked off the Grizzlies 115-106. It was the Magic over the Bulls 114-108. Hawks Hawks 122, Rockets 113, and the Pelicans topped the Trailblazers 93-84. In the NHL, Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 35 shots, and the Panthers made it 6 wins in their last 7 games by blanking the Avalanche 4-0.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I thought guys did a great job in front of me. You know, they performed a high gap game. They defend even in the offensive zone. They defend well.
Alexander Barkov ended his 18-game goal drought, supporting Bobrovsky's third shutout of the season. Jake Walman scored on a penalty shot 23 seconds into overtime to complete the Red Wings' late comeback in a 4-3 verdict over the Canucks. Walman was awarded a penalty shot after Quinn Hughes slashed him on a breakaway.
Games like this, it just builds confidence for us, and that's going to be a team in the end. So it's good that we showed up tonight and we can battle with those teams.
Charlie Lindgren needed to make just 18 saves in the Capitals' 3-0 shutout of the Bruins.
This win tonight, this shutout, all the credit in the world goes to the guys in front of me. I thought the effort right from the drop of the puck, start to finish, was incredible.
The Stars were 3-2 winners over the Canadiens. The Flames beat the Islanders 5-2. The Blues took a 3-1 decision versus the Sabres. Ottawa won the Battle of Ontario 5-3 against the Maple Leafs. The Hurricanes blanked the Devils 1-0. Flyers 3, Kraken 2. Jets over the Penguins 2-1. The Lightning doubled up the Blue Jackets 4-2. The Predators nipped the Coyotes in overtime 5-4. And the Kings shut out the Oilers 4-0. Nick Taylor was the leader when the third round of the Phoenix Open was suspended because of darkness. Taylor had a one-stroke edge at 13-under with 12 holes to play. Oh yeah, and the Chiefs and 49ers square off in Super Bowl 58 on Sunday in Las Vegas. Kansas City will try to become the fourth team to win 3 Super Bowls in a 5-season stretch. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.